Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back to day five of the Big Five.
Big Five.
The Big Five. So today we're going to talk about neuroticism. And this is the last of the Big Five personality traits that we often think about and associate with this up-to-date, more modern perspective of and theory of personality.
Right. And I'm glad we've waited until the end to talk about neuroticism, because this is often the most difficult for students,
at least,
to grapple with.
Yeah.
Because they think of a neurotic.
Right.
And they think, like, are we talking about mental illness?
Right.
We're not talking about mental illness.
Because right.
We're talking about normal personality development, not personality disorders.
Right.
Okay. But, and neuroticism is the most difficult for people to sort of grapple with. What do you mean by neuroticism?
Right.
So I'm glad we waited until the last day for this one.
Yeah. And it's partially because, you know, what neuroticism is talking about is certainly one's proneness towards distress.
Right.
You know, are you the type of person who is anxiety prone? Not necessarily have an anxiety disorder,
right.
But are you prone to anxiety, to emotionality that kind of takes control of your interactions and your
But you remember
choices?
The magic word that you used since the very beginning.
What's
starts
that?
With a C? Continua.
Right.
Okay.
It is a continua.
And all of the five are on a continuum.
Right.
Each of them is on a continuum.
Right.
But it's easier to visualize extroversion and introversion, or conscientiousness and this one's a little more difficult but it's still this continuum.
Right.
This continuum is that some people are prone to distress, more easily distressed, more easily stressed than others.
Right.
So it's the same, but we're still talking about a normal response.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So. You know, just as a final review of why it's important that we're talking about personality, we're talking about it because it is you. It is, you know, the way in which you're thinking about the world and looking at the world. And if you are prone towards neuroticism, if you are sort of on that high end of the spectrum on neuroticism, it certainly affects the way in which you interact with other people, the way in which you manage stress and life events and things going on in your life. And when it affects those things in your life, it's going to affect decision making. It's going to affect, your overall functioning and your emotionality and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Because personality is, it explains why you do the things that you do, and especially why and how you react to environmental events.
Mm-hmm.
And some people react in a very calm, take it as it comes in sort of approach, and others tend to get easily stressed, easily affected. And so there's a higher level of emotional response in some people than in others. There was that famous movie, Top Gun, where his sort of arch rival was a person called Iceman, because he had ice in his veins, because he didn't react to anything, whereas the Tom Cruise character was highly emotional.
Right.
Both normal,
but
at opposite ends of the...
Normal-ish.
Normal-ish. Well, they were fighter pilots, so
that's
that
true.
Automatically puts them into a
different category.
Right. But opposite ends of that continuum.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, there are those people who we have in our lives who are relatively mentally healthy, but they are just, you know, high strung. They are, you know, they get stressed relatively easy. They get overwhelmed relatively easy. And those are people, they're down there on that more high end of the neuroticism.
High reactivity.
Right. And then you have those people who don't react. Those people who you're looking at them and, you know, that something really bad in their life could be happening and they just don't respond much at all.
Could we be talking about you and me?
We could be.
I'm a little more reactive than you are.
You are.
It's because I care.
I agree.
No, it's true.
Because I'm agreeable.
I'm disagree. No, it's true. I tend to be a little more reactive emotionally than you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. You can usually tell how you feel about things.
Right.
You kind of can read it on your demeanor. And
whether everything. I want to or not.
Right.
I do. You know.
Yeah.
And that's this whole thing about sometimes we don't realize our own, we don't fully understand and know right. our personality traits, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but others do.
Right.
Yeah. And that's yeah. one of them, because I don't intend to do that, but it just is.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, yeah. So a few things about neuroticism, just sort of some of the characteristics mm-hmm. and things we think about it. First off, of course, we've already talked about anxiety.
Right.
People on this spectrum, on this continuum, we have various levels of anxiety. And so right. on the higher end of neuroticism, we have, you know, much more proneness right. toward anxiety, whereas on the other end, people who are not prone towards anxiety right. at all.
Mm-hmm.
Other things are, but it's the same kind of response to anger,
right.
to depression,
mm-hmm.
Sort of to self-esteem and some right. of those kinds of things, vulnerability. Mm-hmm. All of those are things that fall on this same kind of continuum, where on one end, you're much more prone towards those things, much more prone towards the depression, towards anger, towards frustration and right. irritability, and much feeling of being much more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end, you have sort of a protective shell that
right.
prevents you from experiencing many of those
right.
traits.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we talk about these qualities, neuroticism. And these are inborn. They're
mm-hmm.
sort of not so much inherited as neurodevelopmental.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of present at birth. And you need to know the important people in your life, whether it's a partner, a sibling, a child, where are they on these
right.
on the continuum? You know, because if you have a child who tends to be highly reactive,
right.
they require a different approach than children who are less reactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you can push the less reactive child, you can push a little more
right.
than the highly reactive child.
Right.
So it's important to know where your significant others are on this spectrum.
You know, one of the things that I think about when I think about this spectrum, this continuum,
right.
is drama.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we have those people in mm-hmm. you know, you can see it in siblings. You have one
right.
who, you know, he's pretty even keel.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't respond
mm-hmm.
too much. Then you have the one sibling who is just attracted, drawn to, and creates drama.
Right, right.
Unnecessary drama sometimes, but just creates drama because
right.
it's got to be heightened emotionality. It's got to be engaging in that way.
That's where the energy comes from.
Exactly.
The drama yeah. energizes them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we've talked about all five of these different personality traits from the big five,
right. mm-hmm.
it's sort of, in many ways, it's sort of exactly what you just said. Where you fall on those different continua indicates where you get energy from.
That's right.
You know, the extroverted
mm-hmm.
person gets energy from the outside. They
mm-hmm.
draw that energy in, whereas the more introverted person, you know, looks for energy from within. They create it themselves by being alone and being
mm-hmm.
inside. People who are open to new experiences, or that
right.
openness to experiences, you know, those who, on the high end of that, you know, they really are engaged by these novel
activities. I had a friend one time, and she would say, oh, I can't wait to take, I think she did it at the end of each semester or a couple times a year, that she would just go off by herself. She was a wife and a mother and
mm-hmm.
a job, but she would go off by herself for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, isn't that wonderful? And I thought, that has no appeal at all to me, to go off by myself somewhere,
mm-hmm.
because I get my energy from other people.
Right.
I want to be around others,
yeah.
family members and family and friends,
mm-hmm.
and then I can restore myself. But no, she and I didn't. I never understood, but that's why, because
yeah.
she's on the other end of that spectrum.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So regardless of where you are across these five different continua,
mm-hmm.
it helps explain where you draw your energy from, and so it helps explain how you respond to things and how you, you know, just manage
mm-hmm.
some of those life events, life
right.
stresses, and why sometimes we tend to seek out life experiences and sometimes life stresses. You know, those people who are, again, on that high end of the neuroticism
right.
scale,
mm-hmm.
they tend to seek that emotional stimulation.
Right.
You know, while they are hyper reactive to it, there is this draw to it that
that's
seems
right.
to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Right. But I mean, I think people would it'd be well served if they looked up these big five,
right,
and look at each one of the five and, mm-hmm. and try to figure out where you are,
right,
and to make decisions according to where you think you fall on these mm-hmm. various mm-hmm. factors.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it'd be worth doing.
There's all kinds of links online. Mm-hmm. If you put in NeoPi, NEOPI, there's all kinds of links on the internet where you can go and you can take this test.
Take self-tests,
online, and it will tell you where you fall on them. Mm-hmm. And in the very least, it's informative for you and help you understand yourself a little bit better. Right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
It's fun stuff.
I would do that. I would take one of those little self tests. Some mm-hmm. most of them are free.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it. I wouldn't pay for it, but they're kind of fun to do, and you'll learn. I think you'll learn a great deal. You not only learn a great deal, you learn information that I think is going to be really
right.
useful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is solid stuff. This isn't pop psychology or armchair right. psychology. This is the real deal. So
this is love seat psychology.
Yeah. This is what?
Love seat psychology.
Compared
so you can sit back and relax.
Love
and
seat.
You can spread out a little bit. It's not. You said it's not armchair psychology. It's more relaxing. Maybe lounge chair. No, none of those.
No.
I love it when I can throw you off like that.
He just leaves me speechless. Sometimes he just leaves me. I don't know where to go with it because it's like, where do I start?
That's fantastic.
But we don't often recommend things.
Right.
But we recommend this because this is solid theorizing.
Right.
And so we don't mind at all telling you to take a look at this.
Yeah. I probably won't put a specific link in the show notes about that, just because I don't want it to make it look like appear that I'm advertising for something, and then somebody goes there and gets a virus or something on their computer, and you know, then they get mad at me about it.
God knows we don't want.
No, we don't want that. So.
Okay.
All right.
Take a look at it. I think it's good.
It's a great idea. So, all right. Well, that is it for today.
We finished the big five.
We did finish the big five. And what I'm really excited about is because what we're going to do right next is we are going to record the podcast that will go out on Saturday.
Saturday's podcast.
The 25th. And that one is going to be about the history of personality
yes.
theory. And so that's going to be a fun,
fun
discussion.
Day. So bring your notebook to that one. It's going to be a good one. So bring a notebook so you can take notes.
That's right.
So, okay.
All right. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.